Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Mem Ches. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbaruch Daf Mem Zayin on the base. 10 lines from the bottom to Itmar. Ha'igur Beged Lameis. If somebody prepared Tachrichim for somebody after he's going to pass away. So the question is, do they already have the din of Tachrichim? Which the halacha is that anything that belongs to a mace is Asa B'Hano, or it's not Asa B'Hano. And the sugya we begin now is the sugya of Hazmana Milsahi. If designating something is considered as if it already has that status. Certainly, if someone did not just do designation, but they actually fully prepared something, there's no question that that is considered that if something was used for that purpose, it's Asa B'Hano. But we speak here about Hazmana. But there's a very big machlokus rishonim. When we speak about hazmana, is that two questions. When we speak about designation, is mental designation adequate? Or do you have to have, at least if you're going to have designation, you have to have that designation, ayidei dibur, through verbal designation? And the other question that comes up is, does even if you hold, like a bayu, as we're going to learn, that holds Hazmana Milsahi, and designation is enough, what does that mean? Does it mean purely pure designation with nothing more? Or will Abaye agree that some act, some sort of Maisa has to be accompanied? And if there's no Maisa at all, even Abaye will agree that it's not considered adequate to be considered that it could be considered a designation. The Ramban opinion is that according to Abaye, Hazmana alone, just designation alone, is what we are talking about. But Tosfos says, based on the words of the Gemara that we just already read, Ha'orig Beged L'meis. So it's not just an act of designation, says Tosfos. There was an act of Ariga, there was an act of actually sowing whatever we're going to be using for the Tachrichim. The fact that we had a Maisa Ariga, that we had an act of sowing, maybe indicates, says Tosfos, indicates that even a Abaye requires some act of some act accompanied with the Hazmana. With the Hazmana. Abaye Amar Asar, Hazmana Milsahi, Rav Amar Mutar. Abaye Amar Asar, because Hazmana Milsahi, Rav Amar, it's Mutar, it's not considered like the Tachrichim of a Mace, because Rav's opinion is Hazmana La Milsahi. Ask the Gemara, my time with Abaye, what is the basis for Abaye's position? Says the Gemara, Gama Sham Shami Egla Arufa. He learns this halacha from the Egla Arufa. The pasuk says, V'arfa Sham is Egla B'Nachal. By a mace, it says, V'tama Sham Miriam with the Kavah Sham. Ma Egla Arufa, Bazmana Mitzra. As soon as the Egla Arufa, which we know if a body was found, Loi Noida Mihi Kohu, and we don't know who killed this person, the halacha is that we go through the Egla Arufa procedure. We take an Egla, which we decapitate. And the Torah teaches us, as soon as that Egla was identified to be the Egla Arufa, it becomes Asa B'Hano. So now the Gemara learns, Agzer Shava Sham Sham, that the same thing is by anything connected to a mace. As soon as it's designated, it becomes Asa B'Hano. Ma Egla Rufa Bazmana Mitzra, just like the Egla Rufa just with Hazmana becomes an Egla Rufa, Hainami, by anything that's involved with a mace, Bazmana Mitzra, just designation will make it Asr. Rava, who disagrees, he says, Gomer, he has a different Gzeri Shava. He makes a Gzeri Shava between a mace and Avodah Zorah. Sham Sham Avodah Kachavim. The Pasuk says by Avodah Kachavim, just like when we speak about Avodah Zorah, Bazmana Lo Mitzra, doesn't become Asr just with Hazmana. Av Hachanami, here too, by a mace, Bazmana Lo Mitzra, the Pasuk says, it had to be Asha Avdu, that they actually worshipped Avodah Zorah, but just designating it as Avodah Zorah won't make it Asr. Asked the Gemara of Rava my Tam Loi Gomer Me'Egla Arufa. Why didn't Rava not learn from Egla Arufa as Abaye did? Answers the Gemara. Amalak Rava responds, Mishamshim and Mishamshim Gamrinin. When we speak about things that are used for a mace, the Tachrichim, which we began our share with today, and then we think about things that are used for the Avodah Zarah Gamrinin, Lafuki Aglarufa, whereas we speak about the Aglarufa, the He Gufa Kedusha, it itself is Kedusha. And as the Rishonim explained, well, when we speak about a mace, it's not just the mishamshim of the mace that are asur; it's the mace itself that is asur. So he says the Rishonim explained that the mace itself is obvious that it's asur. That and for that we don't need any limudim. All the limudim are for the mishamshim. V'abaye my tam le'gomer v'ris kuchavim. So now I ask the Gemara, why does Abaye now learn from Avodah Zarah? Says the Gemara, amalach midi de urchi v'midi de urchi. It's a better match, egla rufa, which is, and a nifter, which are both things that happen, lafuke avodes kachavim, whereas to match it, to avodah zarah, the lav urche, Jews don't worship avodah zarah. Simen, kipa, nafshe, dechatziva, nechifa, deumna. Meisvei, ask the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech Kelim teaches us, kipa, which is a scarf, a hat, head covering that is worn by a woman. Shutame medris. That means a zav sat or stepped on that kippah. And since sometimes it's used for medris, sometimes it's used for a person to put their weight on it. So the halacha is it gets tumas medris, it becomes tame, tumas medris azav. That there's a special halacha when we speak about a zav, that anything that is designated or is used for sitting or laying on becomes tamei medrash of a zav or a zava. That if a zav or a zava sit on that item, even if they didn't actually touch it, that item that the zav or the zava sit on, provided that it's something meant to be sat on, becomes an avatoma. And something which is an avatoma, if it comes in contact with odom v'kelim, with people or utensils, it will be they become tamei. However, they will become a rishonal tumah. But if it's not meant for sitting, even if a zav or a zava sat on it, they don't become tamei medris. They only become a rishonal tumah. And since they only become rishonal tumah, something which is a rishonal tumah with the raisa could only be matama oichel mamashkin, food and drink, cannot be matama odom v'kelim. So again, the Mishnah Masech Kelim teaches us kippa shetamei medris, a head covering that the zav or the zava sat on, the nasan sefer, and they gave it to use by sefer Torah tamei min medris. It no longer has tuma because it's not usable anymore for tamei medris because now it's been designated for sefer Torah. Aval tamei, something that became tamei, and it's still has the tumas mag medris. That means something that came in contact with a zav, and it doesn't make a difference if it's meant to sit or not. So as we said, when it comes in contact with anything, when this object came in contact with the zav, it became a rishonal tuma, and it has the ability to give tuma to oichel and mashkin. So even when we used it for designated for sefer Torah, even though it wasn't actually used for the Sefer Torah, it no longer has the status that it lost its status. It's not what it was. But what do we see, says Abaya, that as soon as it was designated for that purpose, designated for the Sefer Torah, its original status falls away. Says the Gemara, Eima Nosna V'Karkosai. What happened here was not just it was designated for Sefer Torah, it was actually used to wrap a Sefer Torah. But ask the Gemara, Lomali Nosna V'Karkosai, why do we need that it was used, that was given to the Sefer Torah and actually wrapped? The halacha is, as soon as it was used for the Sefer Torah, the halacha ought to be that it's not anymore Tameh. Answers the Gemara, K'Rav Chisda. This is related to halacha that Rav Chisda taught us. Dar Rav Chisda, Hai Sudra Da'azmina L'Meitza Beit Tefillin. If we have a bag that was designated to be used to hold tefillin, the tzar beit tefillin, and after you used it, it was used for tefillin, then osla meitzah bepshitei, you can't be used to put coins in it. Asmenei, but if it was only designated v'loy tzarbei, but it wasn't used, or tzarbei was used v'loy asmenei, shari lemeitzah bepshitei, at that point it could still be used for coins. And here too, the halacha will be that not only does it have to have been used for the Sefer Torah, but also what it has to be used for, it had to have two conditions. It was designated for the Sefer Torah, and it was used for the Sefer Torah. However, the Rishonim point out that even though we're having a discussion, can it be used for money afterwards? That's a question, and we're learning you have to have both designation and use. But certainly, while the tefillin are in that bag, the halacha is they can't be used for something else. Ask the Gemara, Ula Abaye, but not the Gemara asks, according to the position that Abaye has been taking throughout our shir, that Abaye holds Hazmana, Milsahi, all we need is designation, so then the halacha should be, Asmanei Afgav Deloy Tzarbei, the halacha should be that if you designated it, even though you didn't use it for the tefillin, Tzarbei, or if it was used, the Asmanei in Eloy Asmanei Eloy, the halacha is that according to Abaye, what we're looking for, according to Abaye, we're looking for designation. Continues the Gemara, Toshma Nefesh. If we have a building, a metzeva that was built over a kever, Shabana L'Shem Chai, that was built for a person while he's still alive, that he will be buried there after he passes away, Mutbano. Because since it was designated for a living person, it doesn't become Asr. However, if they added a row of stones for a person who's no longer alive, now it's Asabana. So isn't this clearly an indication that as soon as it was designated for a mace, it's Asabana, clearly supporting what Abaye said? And it says the Gemara, no. This Braisa, Hachamai Skin, and this Braisa is speaking about the Ramyubay mace. It wasn't just designated for mace, it was actually used for mace. So since it was actually used for mace, that's why it's Asabana. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, if we have a mace in there, my area, Hosef, says the Gemara, why do we have to say that they added a row, Kiloi Hosef Nami, because it's designated for a mace? Says the Gemara, Loi Tzricha, the Brice is speaking about a case, Dafgav de Panyi, that even though we took the mace out of this binyan, since it was built after the person was passed away, so then that's why it's Osir. However, had it been built while this person was still alive, so then it's not Osir. And just putting a mace in there alone would not make it Osir. Why putting a mace alone in it wouldn't make it Osir? Because a Abaye requires Hazmana. And putting a mace alone isn't Hazmana. So furthermore, as we said a moment ago, but if the mace is actually there, it's going to be Osir. But if it was never designated for a mace, even though there is a mace buried there, if the mace is removed, it's not Osir Bahanal. Says the Gemara, but we learned, if you added a row, then the halacha is for a mace. So that's considered designation for after the mace, after the person passed away. That is considered designation for a mace, and that's why it will be Osir. To which says the Gemara, if you could identify the row that was added for the mace, so then take off that row and mutter, and at that point the halacha is it will be mutter, because the rest of it was built before the person passed away, and this is the only part that makes it usher, and therefore remove it and you'll be fine. The Ran points out, what will be the halacha if I can't identify the row that was added after the person passed away? Says the Ran, once it became usher, and we have a very strong act of hazmana here, because as we said at the beginning of the shir, this hazmana is accompanied with a maisa, of putting this row up. When you have a strong act of hazmana, the only thing that could break it is a maisa, taking off that row. Anything else will be insufficient. Toshma, ask the Gemara, choytze kever la'aviv. If somebody digs a kever for his father after his father passed away, u'holach kover b'kever echer, but then he buried him elsewhere, hareza lo kover olamis. So we see, isn't this a proof that once it was designated, then it's going to be also forever? Answers the Gemara, yes, it's also forever. But there's a different explanation. Hasam, there the consideration is Mishim Kfayit Aviv. Because we're concerned with Kfayit Aviv, that's why it shouldn't be used. And says the Gemara, Hakanami Mistabra, that's the way to understand that Braisa is talking about a case where of Kfayit Aviv. And the Rishonim point out that the Gemara could have given, the Aruch Lanet points out, the Gemara could have given a different teretz that was speaking about a case where the father was already buried there and he was removed. And the halacha is that once somebody is buried in a kever, even if he's removed from that kever remains also ba'anol. But he says the braisa doesn't seem to indicate that that's what happened. And therefore the Gemara said, the Gemara introduced a new concept of kever aviv. How do we see this concept is what that braisa is all about? The Ketani Sefer, let's continue learning that braisa. Shimon Gamaliel Eimer, Ava choytziv avonim laviv. If somebody prepared stones, dug stones for the kever of his father, and then he buries him elsewhere, he doesn't use the stone. One may not use those stones. So says the Gemara, yeah, Bishlam Mekoyd Aviv. If we're going to say that the consideration of this Bryce is covered Aviv, Shaper. So that's why we understand that these stones should never be used. Eli Amrit Mishim Azmana, Tavala Rigam Yikal Mandomer. Did anybody suggest if somebody just has thread prepared, he didn't even make the tachrichim, he just prepared thread that he's going to want to use for tachrichim? Even Abaya, who began our shir, spoke about an oirig beged. He made it ready into tachrichim, taking something which is so far removed from being tachrichim, just preparing thread. Even Abaya would agree is not considered tachrichim, and we wouldn't say as mana la milsa. So stones, even a Abaye would agree that if somebody excavated stones for a kever, that doesn't make them osa b'hanoah. It must be there's a new consideration. What is the new consideration? Covered of it. Toshma, kever chadash, a new grave that was dug but never buried in. Mut b'hanoah, hitl ba nefil, but if a nefil was put in, osa b'hanoah. But what does this braisa say? Hitl in. Only if it was actually used does it have the halach of a kever. Loi hitl, but if it wasn't actually used, loi, it wouldn't have the halach of a kever. Says the Gemara loi. Says the Gemara, who I did not have the loi hitl. Even if you did not put in a nafel there, it becomes osu b'hano. Because hazmona milsa. If that's the case, why do we speak about a case of hitl by nafel? The braisa should have told us even a bigger chiddush. The loi hitl by, that even if we didn't put anybody in there, it's still osu b'hano. Answers the Gemara, l'fukum Rishim Gamaliel, dama elon afom tfisus kever. Rishim Gamaliel's opinion is that we know a kever is osu b'hano, but he says that if it's a nafel that was buried there, it doesn't become osu b'hano. Kamash Milan, that's why we learn that even a nafel that's put into a kever makes it osu b'hano. Toshma, there's Mishnah that we learned in Masechta Shkolim. If there was an appeal, if there was a fund that was created for mason, for people who can't afford to be buried. So the halacha is maysa mason. If there's leftover money, the halacha is lemason. It should be used for other niftarim who need that money. But if money was collected for a specific mace, the money goes liyarshav. It goes to his yarshim. And the Rishonim explain that the reason is because the mace becomes the owner of the money, and since the mace becomes the owner of the money, so now Hilchos Yerusha kick in and his Yarshim get the money. But we see that just by designating the money for a nifter, it becomes his. So isn't this clearly a raya to Yarshim? On the contrary, isn't this a raya to Rava, that it can be used by the Yarshim? Answers the Gemara, Chamai Skinen, we're speaking about Shkava Mechaim. It wasn't collected when the mace was alive, when the mace passed away. What the Yad Rama explains, that when the Chevra Kedisha saw that a person was close to passing away, and they knew they're going to have to, that this person doesn't have any funds, they used to already collect money for his burial. And therefore, that's why it's done already Mechayim. But we don't have a raya for after Misa. But ask the Gemara, V'loi Tani Hachi, how can we say that that's the pshat in that brisa? Tanan, the Mishnah says, Moisa Mesa Lameis, Moisa Mesa Lyarshov, the statement that we began with. The Tani Alon, the brisa explaining that Mishnah says, Ketzad, Govla Mesa Stam, if it was collected without any specific Mesa in mind, Zel Moisa Mesa, that's the case of Moisa Mesa, that the Loch is, that it goes Lamesa. In other words, what it was, when they collected the money, there were a number of Niftarim who didn't have funds, and they never said they were collecting for a specific Niftar. There, the halacha is that if there's leftover money, it could be used for other Niftarim. However, Gav L'Maisa, it was clearly indicated that they're collecting for this Niftar. Gav L'Maisa, Zay Maisa Mais, L'Yarshiv. So isn't this clearly an indication that the Mishnah is over there talking about a case where he already died? And so the question is, according to Rava, why should it be, according to Rabbeinu, why should it be allowed to be used to Yarshav, to anybody? Isn't the halacha, should it be that it was has mana for a miftar, it should be also by no, or tamech? Ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eima Sefer, Ramei Eima Lo Yiga Behen, you're not allowed to touch the leftover money, Achiyav Elio, until Elio comes and he'll tell us what to do. Rav Nosson Eima with that money, Rav Nosson Yas Adimus, Al Kivra, use it for his kever, Ezeil of Fnei Mitosei, people who had the means, they used to sprinkle wine in front of the kever. So we see that they hold that what was collected for a nifter is also. Ella, says the Gemara, how are we going to understand this Mishnah Braisa? Says the Gemara, Abai Matarsal Tamei, V'Rava Matarsal Tamei. Abai is going to be able to explain it that it should be consistent with his opinion, and Rav is going to explain it in a way that it should be consistent with his opinion. Abai Matarsal Tamei, the Kul Alma, everybody agrees that Azmana Milsehi, Tanakama, who says that the Maisa of the Mace goes to Yarshim, the Chazilei, whatever could be used for the Mace, Tophis, becomes like it's the Mace's and becomes Asa B'Hanah. However, the Loi Chazilei, what cannot be used for Mace, Loi Tophis. And therefore, the leftover money, which the Nifter has no use from, goes to his Yarshim. Remeya, however, Remeya's opinion is, how do we look at that extra money? Hilchach, therefore, what does Ramea say? I don't know how to treat this. They should be left untouched until Elio comes. Rav Nosson, and Rav Nosson's opinion is, Pshita, later Tafis, anything that was collected for the Miftar that gets the halacha that it belongs to the mace, and therefore the only thing that can be done with it is Yal Sadimus Al Kivra, use it for the Nifter, nothing else can be done with it. That's how Abai explains that Gemara. Rava Matarsal Tamei, the Kulama, everybody's going to agree, has Mana Lav Milsahi. Says the Gemara, Tanakama, who says that the leftover money goes to the Yarshim, Kibazale, that when they collected money on behalf of this person who was Nifter. And we think about this circumstance. This person who passed away that they're collecting money is obviously embarrassed. He may not be here anymore, but he's embarrassing. So what did he say? What is his thinking? Machleis lusa gabi yarshim. His thinking is that at least let my children have use from this money. Ramei masapkele. Ramei is not sure how to treat this. Imachli loy machl. Hilchach loyigamem. It should be left untouched. Reb Nosson says pshita leidloy machl. The father doesn't want that the money should be used for anything else besides for himself. And he isn't Michael, that it could be used by his family members. Hilchach, what does he say? Yasa dimas al kivrei, make either a metzeva or zilaf lefnei mitasai. Ask the Gemara another question on Abaye's opinion of hazmana milsahi. Tashma, haya aviv v'imai mezakeh bekelim. If a father or mother of a nifter are throwing kalim, are throwing garments at a person, at a child who passed away, because they're so distraught at the patira of their child, is the halacha mitzvah lacherim letzilim? People who are there have to try to save those garments. They shouldn't be wasted. And this is halacha of hashavas aveda. And as the Rishonim, the Yad Ramah, points out, when we look at this story, the people who are throwing these garments are throwing away good money. How do we understand that? So to that, the Yad Ramah says that they are in such a bad place and they're so distraught, that's not called that they're destroying good money, Baal Tashchis. But still, there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. So the people who can should try to salvage as much of these kalim. But if Abaye holds, ask the Gemara, that if Abaye holds that has mona milsehi, so ask the Gemara, once these people threw these garments at the nifter, how could they be salvaged? Hassan, says the Gemara, what they were doing was mishum harayu, because they're so distraught. It wasn't that they meant to give these begodim to the nifter. What they meant was that they're distraught, and that's how they're showing it. Yehachi, if says the Gemara, if that's what it means, let's continue learning what it says in the Braisa. Hanid hanilo amar shimon gamaliel b'madvam amurim. When is that locha that the people could try to salvage it? Kishloi nagu b'mita, where they didn't actually touch the mita of the nifter. Ava nagu b'mita, if they touch the mita, then that locha is that they're usur. But if, because we had a hazmana accompanied with a maisa. But why? If it's only agab merayu, it's only because they're bitter, why did it become usur? Says the Gemara, indeed they ought not to become usur. The reason Rav Shimon Gamaliel says they become usur is for a new consideration. Tergma ula, b'mita nikberesima. We're talking about the coffin that's going to be used to bury this nifter. The mechlifa, b'takricha meis. If we're going to allow people to use these begodim, salvage these begodim, and use these begodim, people are going to think that even the tachrichim may be used. And that, of course, cannot be. So in order to avoid that type of a mix-up, that's why the halacha is that we make them usur. And that's why Rashi explains, anything that actually touches the mita is very similar to the tachrich emes. And since anything that touches the mita is very similar to the tachrich emes, that's why we have to be machmer. But anything that doesn't touch the mita is not similar to tachrich emes, and that's why we don't have to be machmer. Toshma continues the Gemara with a question on Rava's opinion, who holds as mada lav milsi. Toshma, kisha solanich by tefillin, a bag that was used to make tefillin, even though the tefillin would never put it in there. Also, l'nich by mas, it can't be used for money. Hinich by tefillin, but if it was only used for tefillin, but you didn't have that zmana, ya nich by mas, you can use it for money. So you see that actually what's critical is that zmana. Says the Gemara, ema she also l'nich by tefillin, if it was made for tefillin. If it was made for tefillin and v'nich by tefillin, so you have two things, the hazmana and the actual use, osel nich by mas, at that point, you will not be allowed to use it for money. And that's what we learned on Amman Alev, Rav Chisda said, that when you have hazmana and it was used, everybody will agree that it's osur. But if it was used without hazmana, then it will not be osur to be used once the tefillin are removed. So the Gemara asks a question on Abaya. Tashma, Omer le'uman. If somebody told somebody, Aseli tikshel sefer, prepare me a case for the sefer Torah, or not tikshel tefillin, or a bag for the tefillin. The halacha is, actually, neshtamish ben kodesh, until it was used, mutal l'shtamish ben chol, it could be used for other purposes. However, l'shtamish ben kodesh, once it was used for the tefillin or for the sefer Torah, also l'shtamish ben chol. So we see clearly that hazmana by itself doesn't answer. Answers the Gemara, indeed, machloikis by Rava, we're going to have to say tanoihi is a machloikis tanoim. The Tanya, Tzipan, if somebody covered the tefillin bezov with gold, which the halacha is mehalach l'mosh m'sinai, that the tefillin have to be made out of or behemok shera, out of the hide of a kosher animal. Halacha l'mosh m'sinai says you can't use gold, and the halacha also is the pasuk says leman tia tayrus Hashem beficha. It has to be menamut beficha. So if you use the skin of a non-kosher animal, it's not mutam epicha. Other Rishonim explained that Zov also is not in the category of mutam epicha. If somebody used Arsha Behema Temeya, as we just said, the skin of a non-kosher animal, psulus, the not kosher tefillin. However, Ma'ar, if you use Ar Behema Tayr, the skin of a kosher animal, sheris. Even though you didn't prepare it for Lishma. So we see that Hazmana is not enough. And therefore, it's not what makes a difference. He holds Hazmana is enough, and therefore, the Hazmana is what is required. So the Gemara is saying that this question is Machloikis Tanoim. So now we've been learning that a Machloikis Abai and Rava, if Hazmana Milsa or not, and the Machloikis is only in a case, as we started this year, where they prepared the Tachrichim for the mace after he passed away. But if they prepared it prior to his passing away, then even Abai will agree that it's not considered Tachrichim. Amalei Ravina L'Rava. Mika Duchta, the Rami Bei Mace, is there such a situation that only after the mace passes away, that's when they prepare the tachrichim? That's terrible. We know, as we've been learning in our Masechta, we have to try to bury the nifter as quickly as possible and not start making tachrichim at that point. Amalei, so Rava says, in. There were such places, Kigon Shachvi de Hafanya. The people who passed away in Hafanya that were very poor, and only after somebody passed away did they start raising money? Did they start raising money for the tachrichim? And therefore they didn't have the time. Another pshat is that the tachrichim that were made in Tarfanya were very easy to sew, and therefore there's no problem in preparing them only after the patira. Says the Gemara. Darish Marema. So we've been learning a sugya today of is Hazmana Milsa or not. Says a maimon they paskin like a baya. Rabbanu Amar, Rabbanu however say Hilchos Kvasei the Rava, that the halacha is like Rava. And says the Gemara, indeed the halacha is like Rava, that Hazmana lab milsahi, that Hazmana is not considered. The Ran, however, points out that when we speak about this halacha, there are different types of objects. There's something which is tashmishe kedusha, like we've been discussing in our shir, the tefillin bag, the case for the Sefer Torah, and there's something which is gufa kedusha, like the parchment of a Sefer Torah. The Ran says that the halacha of that we paskin like Rava is only when we speak about tashmishi kedusha. But when we speak about kedusha itself, even Rava will agree that the halacha is that has mona milsi and it can't be used for something else if that's what it was designated for Sefer Torah for tefillin. The Chaya Adam says that there's a difference between a talus bag and a tefillin bag. The talus bag can be used even for different items because the name of Hashem is not on the talus. However, when we speak about a tefillin bag that have tefillin in it, have a much higher level. Rav Chisda says that a tefillin bag
doesn't assume kedusha unless it was designated for tefillin and used for tefillin. And obviously, that Rav Chisda's opinion is that it doesn't have the status of tashmisha kedusha unless both conditions were met. And that means that if a bag was used for tefillin on a temporary basis, the halacha is that that bag, even though you put tefillin in it, you can have to, and now you remove the tefillin, you can do whatever you want. The Aruch HaShulchan says, however, that using a bag for tefillin for three consecutive days constitutes permanent usage, and you can never use that bag for a non-kedusha purpose. A bag that was manufactured for holding tefillin, even though it was not yet used, the Paiskim say, you buy a tefillin bag, and it's obvious a tefillin bag immediately has the halacha of a tashmishei kedusha. If somebody says the Ramah, when he bought the tefillin bag, and he made up front a condition that he will use it not just for the tefillin, the halacha says the Ramah, such a condition would be valid. However, the Muki Yosef says that that's not true, and the Muki Yosef says, says, as we mentioned in our shir, that if you have the tefillin in the bag, then while the conditions maybe are doable, the conditions are only doable when the tefillin are not actually in the bag. But while the tefillin are actually in the bag, you can't use that tefillin bag for anything else. You can't put money or any mundane items under those circumstances into the tefillin bag. There's an interesting shaila I saw. Somebody's father bought him a nice pen. He says, you're going to write the Divrei Torah. You should write the Divrei Torah with that pen. And the question is, can the son, the person who the pen was bought for, use that pen not for Divrei Torah? And the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Tov Pei Ches says, Maisa b'hoye b'chos rechad, there was a person, Shloi Maniach Lichter mit Yoy Shloi, he never let anybody use his ink, that he says, I use that ink only for Divrei Torah. And even though we're paskening that hazmona loy lav nilsehi, we're paskening like Rava, still the halacha is that we should try, if possible, says the Sefer Chassidim, to use it for only, we should be machmer that something was used for that purpose. Which I saw another question. What is the halacha if somebody went to bake matzahs? And he baked the matzahs with the intention that he's going to use the matzahs for Pesach, for the Seder, for the mitzvah. And he's hungry, and he doesn't have any food. Does he have a right to use those matzahs? He's hungry to eat those matzahs. And the Cheshukei Chem paskens that he can. He says, L'chatchila not, but this is not the same about everything else that we've been discussing. He says, when we speak about our Gemara, we're speaking about the tefillin, which are kedusha itself. The matzah doesn't necessarily have kedusha, and therefore it's not the same level as a bag that was designated for tefillin. But he does say, l'chatchila, if you have something else to eat, preferably eat something else and don't eat that matzah. Don't eat that matzah for dinner. Tana Rabbanan continues the Gemara. Aruge Malchus, the people who were killed because they rebelled against the king. Nechseim lemelech, their assets belong to the king. Haruge bezdin, but somebody was killed, Mises bezdin, nechseim liyarshim, their assets go to the yarshim. Yudam af haruge malchus, nechseim liyarshim, he doesn't differentiate. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, says the Gemara v'loikva nemar, the Pasuk says, hine bekem novus ashiyar sham lirishtai. We know, we've mentioned the episode of Achav, who was anxious to get Novus's field, and he arranged with his wife Izevel to have false witnesses to say that Novus had rebelled against the king. And since Novus had rebelled against the king, his field was taken by the king. So we see that the pasuk says that it goes that he was tried for treason and it went to the king. Amalem, that was different because Navois, the halacha is Ben Achi Aviv Haya was his nephew, was his Ben Achi Aviv, was his cousin, royal Yarshay, and therefore he could be his Yarshay. The Meshech Chachma, based on what we just learned in the Gemara, explains the conversation which we spoke about so much in Masechta Baba Basra between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Bnei Salafchad. The Bnei Salafchad said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Avinu Meis B'Midbar, V'hu Loi Hayim Adas Karech, K'v'cheta Meis. They were aware that Arugei Bezdin Nechseim Liyarshim, but Arugei Malchus, as we learned, Nechseim L'Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Melech in the Midbar. So they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, he did an Aveira, but it wasn't Miadas Kairach. The Aveira of the Das Kairach is that they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu. Those that rebel against Moshe Rabbeinu, those are considered people who did treason. People do treason, we're learning, the Nechseim go to the Melech. But here, it's not that way. And since it's not that way, the halacha is that we his Yarshim, should be entitled to his assets. V'aloi ha'rebanim ha'yoloh. As the Gemara, didn't Novus have many sons? So Achav, who's his cousin, is not his Yarish. Amalhen, oisav esparav harug. Achav killed not just Novus, but his family. Shnem emloi estamei Novus, v'estei banav risi. Says the Gemara, v'rabanim, who asked this question, how did they ask that it should have gone to the son? Says the Gemara, Ahu, he says that the pasuk is not referring to his actual sons. His actual sons survived. It's talking about Ben Haruy and Lotzman, he could have had more children. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandom and Chseim Lamelech, that the king gets the assets of somebody who rebelled against him. Haine Diksiv, the pasuk says, Berich Novus Elikim Amelech. Achav wanted to take over his assets, so he said that he cursed the Melech. Elamanda Omer, Nechseim Liyarshim, Lamele Melech. What's the difference we said if he cursed the king or not? Latameich, ask the Gemara. Let's ask another question. El Kim Lamele, why is it important to say that he cursed Hashem? Ella, what was the whole point of that pasuk? Lafushe Rizka, to say how terrible he was. Hachanami, we're just saying what Achav was trying to do was lafushi rischa, to say that he was a terrible individual, but not that that's what makes a difference if he gets or if who gets the assets. Says the Rabbishlam Lamandam Nechsein Lamelech, Heinek Siv Yonas Yoiv El Oil Hashem, Vichazik Bekanis Mizbeach, Vyam Eloi Ki Pai Omas. What happened was, Yoiv Ben Tsruya, who we will be discussing extensively, was a general in David HaMelech's army. And ultimately, he killed Amsa ben Yeser and Avner ben Ner, who were leaders in Miklal Yisrael. And he also wanted Adoniyah ben Chagis to be the king after the passing of David, not Shlomo HaMelech. So David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech that he should kill Yoiv ben Tsruya. So the Gemara says that what did Yoiv ben Tsruya do? He ran to the Mizbeach. He ran to the Mizbeach that he should save himself. What was his goal with doing so? His going to do so was that he wanted to be killed by Bezdin, and therefore his assets would go to his children and not to the Melech. El Mandomer. According to the Mandomer, goes Liyarshim, my nafkamina. What's the difference? If he's anxious that it should go to his Yarshim, it'll go to his Yarshim anyway. And it says the Gemara, what he wanted to accomplish was L'chai Yishah. What he wanted, he knew that he's going to get killed, and it won't make a difference on the bold circumstances. The assets will go to his children, but he wanted to prolong every moment of life is valuable. And moreover, as the Yad Ramah explains, somebody who's killed because of treason, then the Melech kills him immediately. Whereas somebody who's killed because of somebody who's killed not because of treason, but somebody who's killed because of judged by Sanhedrin, we learned that we don't kill him that day. And he wanted to spare himself that he shouldn't get killed immediately. And therefore, that's not a proof to our discussion at all.